Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Just before we start the podcast, a little word from our sponsor, Beer 52. The football is back, Fantasy Premier League back, and so are the craft beer peddlers, the best ones in the world. Beer 52 are offering you free beer while you're playing your FPL, while you're putting your team together during the week. They're offering 8 craft beers, sourced and curated from the best breweries on the planet, for free. All you need to do is go to beer52.com, beer, the word beer, the number 5, the number 2.com /gameweek, and just cover the $5.95 for the postage. Dan, you'll know that Beer 52 is the world's most popular craft beer discovery club.
Yes, you beat me to it.
Yeah. How many members would you say roughly around the world? 150,000. Way off. They get a brand new case of beer every month. I've just had a case delivered. There's some lovely craft lager on there, some very different IPAs, not just small cans, Dan. They've got big cans. If you don't like dark beer, you can get light beer. Yeah, because you know often cans nowadays are sort of the size of a Coke can, as opposed to the size of a can of another premium strength lager, perhaps. Now they do all cans in all different sizes. They do bottles as well. Let's not get bogged down in how the beer is delivered to your mouth. What it is, it's delivered to your house. Every month, there's a different theme. New Zealand, South Africa, Korea, etc., etc. You also get the Ferment magazine and the Tasty Snack all thrown in. If you do change your mind as well, you can pause or cancel your account at any time. So, Dan, can I just repeat it one more time before we start the podcast? Go to beer52.com/gameweek to get your first case of 8 beers for $5.95. beer52.com/gameweek.
Nice can.
Press play on the production to start the podcast.
Game week.
Are you watching Harry Kane, sang the Spurs fans as their number came up at the Pep Roulette table. Well, Harry never does well on the FPL in August for one reason or another, but will he be back in your team now, Danny Pryor? Proud cockerel, cock of the South, lily white boy. What a mess his brother has created, Dan. Is he going to play? He's not playing in the Europa Conference, whatever that Tim Pot European thing you're in is. But he's not going to play again for Spurs, is he? It sounds like the deal is getting a step closer at the time of recording, if anything.
Wow, where'd you hear that?
One of our mates on a WhatsApp group.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, 100% reliable source.
Imagine anyone more bored of this than us guys and the people involved in FPL. It's incredibly boring saga that's gone nowhere. I suspect he'd be on the bench, but I don't think I'll be picking him.
No, not at this stage. But he's going to come back with his tail between his legs. You don't really need him when you've got Son, though, I suppose, Danny Pryor. 10 million price tag this season, but still worth it. When you look at those Spurs fixtures coming up, Wolves away, Watford at home, Palace away. some decent games coming up. And is it fair to say you're reborn under Nuno?
No, I think that was just, it's obviously a hard game, but I think it's a good time to play City because they started slowly last season, if you remember. A lot of players on international duty haven't signed a striker yet. Son has a really good record against City. We kind of missed it the other day. Yeah. But the thing was, it was the value. It's so expensive, and some of what you can get for that money. How many double-digit midfielders can you get?
A little bit of prior knowledge you didn't pass on to our dear podcast listener there, Dan. Another one which you seem to be privy to, which I didn't know, was that Greenwood is sort of playing up front for Man United. I mean, is this just for a while Cavani's out injured? Or?
Well, hang on. Where did you think he was going to play?
I didn't know where he was going to fit into the team. He's not played as a striker before, I don't think, has he?
Greenwood is a striker. That's what he does. Just because trendy football now is a striker with two sort of strikers.
He's a wide part of a front three, I think he was most of last season, most of the games he's played.
They're interchangeable roles. You've got Martial can do it, Sancho, they can all swap around. Unless you're playing Cavani down the middle, Rashford, those guys are all a kind of tricky, quick, but Greenwood's meant to be the best.
Well, he has got an amazing shot on him, yeah, certainly. So, I mean, he looks like almost becoming a must-have if he's going to start every game right in the middle up front. For 7.5 million.
Well, I mean, Cavani was injured. Martial wasn't match fit yet. And Rashford's had that operation. So I just thought it seemed... people were saying that was a risky pick, Greenwood. Mm. But 8 points. I think he's the sort of player I'll have until the transfer window closes and then reassess where my squad is. But yeah, I did have him. I didn't have any Spurs players. I think it's the first season.
Not one Spurs player, yeah. I know. It was strange times.
In terms of them against City, the Son stood out. And
Tanganga had a good game, didn't he? I seem to be hearing that he did very well.
Yeah.
I like him.
He had some before he got injured. Yeah, he seems like a likeable fella.
He came across very well on the documentary, yeah. But he's quite cheap, isn't he? He's only about, 4.5, is he? But is he going to be regular? We don't know at this stage. And what with your European adventure, who knows what's going to happen?
They're playing a whole different 11, he said tonight, that won't...
Oh, really? Wow.
No one that played at the weekend is meant to be getting involved, so I'll be interested to see who looks like they might make a breakthrough into the first team.
Well, in the team of the week, Dan, have you seen the team of the week? Obviously, Bruno Fernandes was the top man with 20 points, his hat-trick. I mean, I didn't see that coming. I had to make some last-minute changes to my team. I managed to bring him in. I brought him in despite... he wasn't part of many drafts. And then... he had a disappointing Euros, but I thought he's always sort of overshadowed by Cristiano Ronaldo for Portugal anyway, isn't he? And then he had a bad end to last season.
And a lot of people were saying that Leeds, it was a risky game because of how good Leeds were last season.
I thought Leeds would do better, I must admit. But Bruno, I didn't expect him to score a hat-trick, but he came through top point scorer for the game week with 20.
Was he your captain?
Full of confidence. Sadly not, Dan. No, sadly not. Because another change I made, we might as well deal with it now, I suppose. I captained Mane. it's partly you reminding me of his existence and my love affair with Sadio, but it was another sad time because, as a proud Salah Dodger, if you haven't listened to the podcast before, I refuse to pick Captain Obvious because everyone else does, and it makes the game quite boring. So I try and think a little bit outside the box, and so I'm what's known as a Salah Dodger. Basically, whenever Salah does well, Mane does badly. I think Mane will come good next time out. Otherwise, I might have to think about making changes again. I think Mane's just signing a new contract at Liverpool, so maybe he'll be buoyed by that.
Well, I captain Salah, as you say.
Yeah.
That was my success for world points. Nice to see him do well. Greenwood, as you pointed out, did well for me. It was about just over half my team did well and half did not well. So in the bad end, Luke Shaw... who I know is a very popular pick, Rafinha.
Yeah, Rafinha's disappointing.
Ivan Toney, another classic man of the match on Sky.
Yeah.
Not any bonus on FPL. I've said before my thing that I think they should make the man of the match, whatever the TV says it is, then do the bonus point system for the rest of it. Barnes, who's also got a new contract, he only got three. Martinez only got three, and that was quite a surprise.
And it seems like every man and their dog knew about Simicass, pretty much, except me.
Is that how you pronounce it? I mean, it was a Mary Tomiskas for me.
Tomiscus. Well, yeah, so, right, so you mispronounce it so it rhymes with Christmas. Okay. but, yeah, Konstantinos. So he's going to be playing for the next few weeks while Robertson's out, but he's not out for long, Robertson, is he?
They showed Robertson and he's back training. They reckon he's back in 2 to 3 weeks.
Right, yeah, but still a good one for the opening weekend, certainly. It was a great signing for $4
million. Yeah, and we didn't mention it on a podcast, but that was one of those where, you know, the last 3 or 4 days, you sort of tend to have another...
Well, exactly.
...delve in and explore the options, and I saw that he was favoured to play. I think
a lot of people went. It seemed to be some sort of big movement. It was a big bandwagon, it would appear, to get on with him. But, yeah, fair play to...
I doubled up him and Trent, so that was nice. Doubled clean sheet. Other success stories were Ings with that last-minute penalty and Calvert-Lewin scoring. And my big error was on my bench, I've got Sanchez, Diaz, White, but the big error that I left on the bench, and man, I should have put him in instead of Rafinha, was Benrahma, whose price has already gone up. In a very rare bit of, he's been good pre-season, so maybe he'll be good.
Oh, so you missed out on 12 points on your bench. Oh, dear. Yeah, he's in Team of the Week as well, Benrahma. So he did very well in that 4-2 victory at Newcastle United. What, he got a goal and an assist, didn't he? Yeah, it's funny because he didn't play that much for them last season. He seems to be getting more of a look in this time out.
I mean, just like Robert De Niro's waiting, I was waiting for those points from Benrahma.
I hope all listeners around the world are getting that Bananarama reference to a song from like the mid 80s. We can't play any songs anymore because of copyright issues, but God, we can. You can still make puns about them. You can still make puns about them, Pryor, can't you? No one's going to stop you. That. Speaking of our songs...
They can't play that away.
It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it, Dan. You know, that's another Bananarama song, by the way. Speaking of songs, I mean, look, John McGinn scored for Aston Villa. There have been calls to play his jingle, but, I mean, how copyright, how litigious are the owners of the Michael Finnegan song? I mean, can we play the John McGinn Scores Again song or not? Is that gone?
No, we can't play it.
Because who owns the rights to There Once Was a Man Called Michael Finnegan?
Research it. Maybe it's not Happy Birthday where suddenly it's allowed now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Well, yeah, we can't give it a spin. We're still working on those jingles. Did you see someone offered to write us a new theme tune, Dan? That's very nice, wasn't it?
Well, generally, yeah, just offered some themes. That was very nice, yeah.
I think we should maybe take him up on that. So seeing as we can't use many of what we've got, so it might be nice to get him on to make us some stuff.
Yeah.
Is it Mark? Yeah. Was he a Derby fan? He seemed to have a problem with me supporting Forest.
What mega points did you get then?
I didn't get any mega points, Dan. I didn't have a very good one. You got 77. The average was 69. So I got quite a disappointing 60. About 9 points below the average. But look, I looked at my team on Thursday and then didn't look again on Friday. And I'm pretty sure when I looked on Thursday, the latest injury news was saying Watkins late fitness test, probably okay. And Dominic Calvert-Lewin looks like he's probably not going to play. And then I think that changed on Friday when it looked like Dominic Calvert-Lewin's definitely in. So I took Calvert-Lewin out of my team. And I left Watkins in. So Watkins wasn't even in the squad because of his knee injury. That was annoying. So I had Antonio up front who got 13, team of the week. He's always good. I mean, although he missed a penalty in amongst all of that as well and hit the post. And it was put in by the big lad Susek on the rebound. Antonio looked very good, to be fair, as did West Ham as an attacking option. We already know about that, obviously. I had Ivan Toney, as everyone does. He was very disappointing. Fernandes got 20, yeah. Mane got nothing. Havertz didn't even start for Chelsea, which was a real waste of 8.5 million. His price has already gone down because obviously everyone's getting out straight away. But I'm not going to be making any drastic decisions like that, Dan. I'm keeping him for one more week. But if he's going to continue to be rotated around for Chelsea, I'm not going to be having any more to do with Kai Havertz. But and then also another disaster for me was Veltman, the Brighton defender. It was pinged. Another victim of the pingdemic, my FPL team. So Veltman is isolating for, I think he's got a couple more weeks to go. And Alexander-Arnold got six. I did have a Marty come off the bench who got a clean sheet for Leicester in their defence. So that was all right. But yeah, 60, pretty disappointing haul. But, you know, it's early days. Really doesn't matter at this stage.
Taking last season's form into this season.
Yeah, exactly. I do feel a bit like Nottingham Forest, to be honest. We're just on a bit of a downward trajectory at the moment. Forest have played three games and lost them all 2-1 in the Championship, by the way. But yeah, it's not a great start, but I'm not going to be going out and playing a wild card or making any drastic changes just yet, because I think it will come good. I'll certainly stick with Mane and Havertz for a bit longer, and Rafinha for that matter. Because it was very disappointing performance by Leeds. I think Rafinha has had like one decent chance that just went wide, but I think they will pick up. They'll pick up.
Yeah. I mean, the second highest goal scoring week in Premier League history, I think they said.
Opening weekend.
It seemed to me like basically most people should have done pretty well, because it was all the people that we thought would do well did do well, mainly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like maybe Leeds and Man City being shock results, but clean sheet for Chelsea, that wasn't a big surprise. Maybe the goal scorer as well.
Yeah, I mean, Alonso's back, as we were discussing on the last episode. He's annoyingly in and out. You know, I mean, he's got a goal. He's always got that potential. It's just whether he's going to play. He got 15 points. And then this Trevor Chalabar, with an amazing long-range effort, he got 14 points.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye, obviously, see what happens with Koundé, because he will come in and it might restrict his options. And we know how much they like ruining our rotation situation there at Chelsea.
Exactly.
But a clean sheet comes surprising, and nice to see Pulisic back in there.
He'll probably pull another sickie soon, I'd imagine, as he does.
Leicester and Vardy scoring again, no surprises, but...
Yeah, Pereira got the assist, didn't he, for that? So he got 12 points.
Yeah, that was a nice throwback. And I had my eye on Michael as well, but when I was choosing a keeper, but he had really like a lack of clean... He only had about 11 clean sheets and he didn't really get any bonus. And then this time round, he's straight away in there with two bonus points. Wolves, there were some questions to be asked about who they were going to choose in defence, but I think because of injuries and COVID, they didn't technically pick what defence they would normally pick anyway. So still kind of remains...
Oh, right, because I did notice that Kilman started and was looking decent going forward, as he tends to do when he's given a chance. But I mean,
I don't know if that's going to carry on going forward though. And then I mean, Watford Villa, what was that all about?
Yeah, I know, unbelievable. Dennis the Menace up front for Watford with 12 points in his stripy jumper. I mean, you know, he was very impressive, wasn't he? I think he's injured though now already. He's got a bit of a knock, but we didn't mention Emmanuel Dennis in our season preview, did we, Dan? Hey, I did mention Canos. I said that Canos would be gone. I didn't put him in my team, but I said that he was one of their top performers last season, and he did come through with his goal against Arsenal. But I mean, I really didn't see that coming. Pinnock, I'm not aware of, the defender who's also scored 4.5 million for Ethan Pinnock, if you fancy a bit of that, Dan. Got 11 points out.
I mean, I said about Raya, and I don't even barely know that division. Then Raya,
well, you're
on a bonus point, and he might be
there. Of course he did, yeah. 4.5 million as well. 4.5 million.
Are you concerned about Arsenal as an FPL pick? Because, I mean, they had no Aubameyang, no Lacazette.
Yeah.
They've got his own guard back now, who was quite an unlocker of doors.
Yeah.
Partey was unfit. Like, there's been a lot, and Saka was on the bench. There's been a lot of sort of in the press about Arsenal, but I kind of feel like, I think it was about the performance, and I didn't watch the match in terms of the desire. But I mean, if you take out your best two front players, and maybe your three if you include Saka, and your midfield kind of anchor in Partey, and you do that with any other team, they're all going to struggle, aren't they?
It seems to me that's true.
A little bit knee jerk. I think just because it was a newly promoted side, maybe. obviously it's not a great result for him, but I don't know in terms of as a season, maybe that really is.
No, I wouldn't say it's. I don't know what's going on with Lacazette and Aubameyang, whether they're ill or not, but it seems like a strange situation for them. But they're also the signing of the new goalkeeper, Ramsdale, which seems to be going through. That's a bit of a strange one. I didn't think Leno was that bad in goal for them. I don't think he's necessarily their problem in defence.
Tide has turned on opinion with him a little bit, because I remember last season an Arsenal fan at work was saying how world-class he thought Leno was, but this season it seems like the fans, or some of the fans, are turning him a bit. Smith Rowe had a good game, even though he didn't obviously get amongst the points really. He's a deep midfield option, although now with Odegaard in, it raises question marks over how much. I've got White. Have you got White? A lot of, he's a very popular pick.
I didn't fancy Arsenal defenders at all, really, regardless of his price. I mean, you know, he's a very good bargain, I suppose.
He apparently didn't have a very good game.
They looked a bit ramshackle at the back, from what I hear. Tierney's still their best option, I suppose, in there.
A little lopsided, and their new signing apparently looked quite tidy as well. But again, not won't be rushing 20 of them. Whereas United, five against Leeds. I mean, they were very efficient. They didn't have a ton of shots. I saw the stats. United, it wasn't like they had 30 shots. They scored quite a lot of the goal shots they had. Pogba was one of them that I kind of had half an eye on and went, nah.
Yeah, he's also in the team of the week. Yeah, I mean, he got three assists he got, didn't he?
Yeah, four.
Really, four? It's ridiculous. Very impressive, though, wasn't it? Very impressive start to the season for Pogba. Did not see that one coming.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be getting him yet, but he's capable of that kind of form, isn't he?
Well, as I've already got Fernandes, but I am tempted by Greenwood more so than Pogba going forward, I think.
I mean, Solskjaer's given him a lot of minutes. I do wonder when players come back from injury whether...
Yeah, how close is Cavani to coming back? That's the thing. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, but at the moment, I'm happy with Greenwood. And also, I think he's a straight swap price-wise for Mason Mount. So that's my kind of... If he starts not playing, I'd probably look to get Mount in instead, or if the fixtures switch over a little bit.
Yeah.
Burnley, Brighton, I haven't got anything really I'm bothered about there at the moment. Good comeback for him, but...
Yeah, I mean, Brighton are all right defensively, but what Morpay got a goal, didn't he? But, as we said on the last episode, I'm not sure he's going to be prolific for them this season.
Both those teams don't seem to have changed much in the last year or two in terms of who you're looking at on it.
No, certainly Burnley haven't bought anyone. I don't think Brighton have invested much, have they, really?
Palace, we already were avoiding like the plague, weren't we?
Yeah, I suppose that's been justified, hasn't it? The avoidance of the Crystal Palace for their 3-0 hammering. It's quite straightforward, that really, for Chelsea, wasn't it?
It's hard to know whether Chelsea were really good or Palace were really poor, because I thought Chelsea, coming off the back of that European Charity Shield thing they won, that whether that would maybe tire them out, because they did have weary legs and a couple of injuries off the back of that. But Palace definitely didn't take advantage of it, and they looked a bit shabby. I'd be worried if I was a Palace fan.
Richarlison had a decent start. He seems to be on a decent run after a summer away for the Brazilians. A goal and an assist in their victory.
Yeah, Everton. Yeah, he had a good Olympics bowl account. So
yeah,
not over surprising. Better for Calvert-Lewin that he's there. Cheaper as well, but I think I'd probably stick with Calvert-Lewin for now. We wait to see with the sort of absence of Guildford whether one of these lads will be taking the penalties.
Yes, of course.
And I asked you if you're going to get Decore. You poo-pooed it. He pops up with a goal.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned him. It was a lovely finish, lovely top corner finish, wasn't it, from him? I didn't necessarily poo-poo it. I just said he wasn't in any of my... I don't think many people have picked him for the start of the season, to be fair, Dan, Decore. I mean, he's not hit the goal-scoring or point-scoring form that he had when he was at Watford. But, there's potential for him this season. It's a good start for Rafa, certainly. And you've got to be keeping an eye on those Everton players going forward. What the next game, what they've got, Leeds away next. That'll be interesting to see how that one works out.
Yeah. And then Alan Armstrong with a goal and Adams with an assist. So
yeah. Cheap. It's a good start for... good start for his first Premier League game. He got a goal. So, yeah, he's watched this status, Dan, isn't he? Certainly Armstrong. But Southampton are weakened after selling off their best players over the summer. Leicester looked okay, but weren't right banging goals in left, right, centre. Again, fairly straightforward for Liverpool, wasn't it, really, away at Norwich?
Well, Norwich, they were quite tasty the first sort of 40 minutes, and it was that classic score a goal team. The whole game changes a bit, really. But
yeah, and then Mo starts taking the mick, as he does, yeah. But hard one to watch as a Salah Dodger, that, at the start of the season. You start to question. But I may be a Salah Dodger. I get a lot of grief for doing that. But my refusal to pick any City players actually came good this time, which is quite rare. I didn't regret that for a second, which is a very rare thing.
Yeah, I've only got Diaz, and he was on my bench. But then you laugh about that now, but it's Man City v Norwich next, and you can't really see anything other than a convincing City win.
No, surely not. But it's just a matter of who's going to play in that game, isn't it? That's the thing. That's why I can't be doing with them anymore, because of the you just don't know what's going to happen from week to week. Dan, can't live my life like that.
I want to see who does well, who scores in this game, because it's the sort of game the Mahrez owners or the Sterling owners, even the very popular Grealish owners, might be fancying a decent amount of points from that match. And I wouldn't be surprised if all players played and scored, to be honest. So
So you'd have thought the usual suspects will do well, yeah, and Grealish should get off the mark in that one,
and
surely.
Maybe he'll play Jesus, the second choice striker that can't get in even when there's no competition.
The forgotten man. Yeah, the forgotten man. If he's not used as part of a swap deal for Harry, perhaps. I mean... that wouldn't be the end of the world if you got Jesus, would it? You know, he'd be, 120 million and Jesus? He'd start every week, wouldn't he?
Brilliant. That's a really good deal, thanks.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to make any drastic changes yet, Dan. It's too early in the season to go mad.
Not made a transfer.
Well, once I found out that Veltman was definitely out for a while, and I've got to wait and see what happens with Watkins as well, because he's really messed my plans up. But there certainly will not be any early wild cards. I mean, that's just madness. And you can't go jumping on any early bandwagons either. You can't back all those Brentford players that did well and then expect that to continue forever. But I'll probably do some changes after this game week.
Yeah, I'm banking my free transfer. I don't really have my eye on him anyway. I'm just wary of, like you say, how long Tomiskus will last and Greenwood, whether he'll get rotated. And I've got like a player like Diaz, if he's going to be a lot of money and then not get clean sheets, then I can be wrong as well. But so at the moment, I'm just going to stick with what as is. My only sort of thing that's hanging over me is whether to get Bananarama in.
Yeah.
And if so, for who? Like Tony, Barnes, Rafinha? Who do I pull out of the squad? So it's a tricky selection issue that I have rather than a issue to make up.
Oh, it's a good headache to have, though, isn't it, Dan? It's a good headache. Yeah, I mean, Brentford got Crystal Palace away. You'd sort of be hoping for Ivan Toney to score in that, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'll keep an eye on how he's getting. It's not really cost so much money that I'm worried, but he might be one of those that people start selling and then I can't afford to get rid of him or get a replacement. A lot of people have got Salah and Fernandes, but I don't know, there's a risk with that because you can only captain one of them. And it's the main thing is to have the captain of some big point scoring, you know, player. But if you've got two of them, then I'm wondering about the rest of your squad because, you know, all right, he might get 18, Fernandes.
Yeah.
If he's not your captain, he's only getting 18, and you could have that spread out. I could have 18 points spread out amongst the rest of the team.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sort of going with bench smench attitude this season, to be honest. Just having cheapness on the bench.
That was my start last year. That was a good idea.
Waste of time. Yeah. You know, I'll get a good bench when I play a wild card and then I'll use a chip at some point. But, I mean, for now, I don't need a good bench. I'll just survive.
I mean, I like an early wild card, but not before the window's shut. And there's no way. I want to know who's playing for who.
Of course.
Lukaku's arrived now, 11.5 mil. You tempted it all.
Of course. Well, I mean, certainly tempted, but I'm not going to buy him straight away. I mean, I just think he needs time to settle in. You know, you never know. Is he fully match fit? We don't really know at this stage. What he's already done is sort of isolation, hasn't he? So he should be ready to be picked.
Yeah, I think he'll play.
But yeah, he's certainly going to do better than Werner, isn't he? I mean, after Werner's 6 goals last season and 11.5 million, he's done well in the past, but I've always found him quite a frustrating figure in the past, to be honest. At Chelsea and at Everton, he's I found him quite hard going from time to time. You know, he goes a few games without scoring.
I think I had him at West Brom when he went there online.
Oh, did you? Wow, that's a really old one. God.
Yeah. It was quite a good option, I think. What I'm wondering, with Lukaku is just who else he unlocks. Because I think Ziyech would have been great with Lukaku as a player to sort of put crosses in and stuff like that for. So I'm curious to see whether now that he's there, that'll make Pulisic better or Mount will get sort of knockdowns off him.
Yeah.
How, I'm not really interested in Lukaku as I am of seeing how his presence affects the rest of the team. And that's a similar thing with Tottenham. I mean, you can have Son in, but then once Kane comes back, does that mean Son's shunted out wide? Does that mean Bergwijn and Lucas aren't necessarily going to play, or Dele? So is some of these players coming back into teams that up front are going to have a knock-on effect as well?
Certainly.
And then the whole thing with Jota and Firmino at Liverpool, and is that meaning that Firmino's not a choice anymore?
I did have Jota in it, yeah. It seems like, yeah, Jota's going to get a start ahead of him perhaps this year. And Jota's, you know, still a bargain at 7.5, relatively cheap, yeah. Isn't he, really?
Yeah, he's in there with just lots of Calvert-Lewin and Ings and that, so...
But I don't think I'll be signing the new Arsenal keeper, Aaron Ramsdale. I mean, he's just taken two teams down to the Championship back-to-back, hasn't he? I'm pretty sure.
Fingers crossed. For the hat-trick.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'm sure... They'll do something about that before they get near the relegation zone. Arsenal, surely. I mean, already talk of Arteta out from their fans, as you'd expect. But
and we launched a head-to-head league, game week league this week. I think we both lost.
You lost as well, did you? Yeah, God. Yeah, thanks for launching that. It's just more misery for me. Thanks, Dan. I really needed a head-to-head league to add to my misery.
I had played Salman H, who is a Canadian, and he beat me by 3 points, which is pretty spawning.
Right. I played Hrishikesh Tawade, Egg Fried Royce. He got a lot. He got 101 points to my 60. Absolutely battered me. I mean, yeah, he's...
Go ahead, Goslin's top of the game week league in the first week. And after 16 points, no chips played. Fernandez, Antonio, Salah. I had a bit of Tiskness. Schmeichel. A lot of people talking about template. Oh, your team's too template.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems to be one of the buzz phrases at the moment, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, everyone's got the same team already. You know,
Everyone knows that's how the FPL starts. Maybe you've got the odd wildcard player, but generally you want to sort of stay with the pack, and it's further down the line that you start doing the risky stuff.
Everyone starts like Doris from accounts, but it's whether you stay like Doris from accounts for the rest of the season, isn't it? That's the thing. No, so yeah, hold tight is the advice from the Game Week podcast, isn't it? Don't panic. Still very early. Still very early.
When you look at the players that are going up in price, it's Tomis, as we talked about.
Yeah, he's gone up, yeah. Havertz has gone down, so this is directly affecting my team already.
The other one's like, look, Alonso, I mean, that's a very risky pick, isn't it? Straight up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if you're jumping on that bandwagon.
Pogba's a risky one. Richarlison, are these, players for the whole season? Or are you just getting on it early and trying to just ride out a bit of early form? Try and find the next Vardy who just scores all season.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, Antonio apparently is likely to be getting called up from Jamaica, and they've got something like 10 games between now and like December. So,
what they have they for Jamaica? What's that for?
Yes, yeah, a Gold Cup or something.
Oh, no,
I read something like that.
It's bad enough with his hamstrings, let alone international duty as well. I mean, I can't cope with that.
Reggae boys could be, putting paid to plans there, West Ham wise, and as we say, also with Europe coming up,
ride
that out.
Yeah, well, that's a big question mark on the future of Antonio, which is a shame because he looked lively as ever. Certainly against Newcastle.
On that bombshell.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. Go out on a high. Thanks for that, Dan. Yeah, so there we go. We'll be back next week with all the usual stuff. Have you seen Matt Ford started his podcast, by the way, Dan? My mate from Rock and Roll Football. He suddenly got into Fantasy Premier League. Unbelievable. He never used to play it at all. He used to say it was... what he said, it was like admin, boring admin for virgins. And now he's suddenly into it for a new podcast, loads of comedians. How things change.
Well, I certainly wouldn't speak about those players like that, let me say.
No, not the FPL community. Look, the FPL community know us of they old. They know we're part of that community.
The sort of held at arm's length as a member of this community. But
but
we're plugging away anyway. One day, like Waterboy, we're just one day we'll get our shot. But I certainly don't want to start up any inter-podcast rivalry and beef, which seems to be stirring.
No, not at all.
But you know, you're putting your own weekend show at risk. I would absolutely.
Hey, there's room for loads of football podcasts in this world, Dan. Yeah, it's just another one to add to the list. I actually quite liked it. I thought it was very entertaining. But for the fantasy purists, there's only one place to be and stay, and that's right here, isn't it, Dan? Because as we all know, it may be a fantasy, but it's f***ing serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.